Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Wednesday. A week after a Pennsylvania grand jury uncovered decades of child molestation in the state's Catholic diocese, charges are filed against an Allentown priest for advances on a teenager.
Kevin Lonergan is charged with indecent assault after his alleged sexual contact with a 17-year-old girl. This case is not related to the church abuse report released last week. Lehigh County DA Jim Martin says Lonergan met the girl at church last year and shortly after got her phone number and began sending video and photos to her.
During some of the electronic communications, it is alleged that Lonergan sent nude images of himself to the victim.
Lonergan has reportedly posted a $50,000 bail. The Lehigh DA's office is asking anyone who may have been a victim of Lonergan to come forward. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Three people were injured in a crash in northwest Sedgwick County.
The accident happened around 6:30 Tuesday night at the intersection of North 167th and West 29th. That's near Colwich. Witnesses told sheriff's investigators that one of the cars ran a stop sign, striking the other vehicle. Three people suffered serious injuries and were transported to area hospitals. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
As summer begins to wind down, drivers in many places across Kansas and the nation are seeing gas prices gradually drop. Jennifer Haw is with AAA.
We're heading into that time where we're going to do that switch over to that winter blend. And obviously, as people head back to school and summer vacations are over, demand is dipping down now, too.
Monday's Kansas average was $2.65 for a gallon of regular gasoline. Prices in Wichita are averaging $2.54 early today. The city council has approved the purchase of a new records management system for the Wichita Police Department.
WPD's current system is called eJustice, which was purchased in 2000. In March of this year, the KBI performed an audit and found the system was not compliant with security standards and requirements. The old system cannot integrate with other supporting software. Vice Mayor Brian Fry says the consequences of not purchasing an up-to-date system for the department would have negative impacts for the city.
The system we have is archaic and obsolete, and if we didn't do something, we could be in a very bad position.
The new software will interface with the state and also with any future purchase by Sedgwick County for its record managing. The project is projected to cost $2.78 million and forecast to be online by the third quarter of 2019. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The judge who temporarily stopped 3D printed gun blueprints from being posted online says he'll issue a ruling by next Monday.
Seattle federal judge Robert Lasnik stopped Cody Wilson from posting his 3D printed gun plans online late last month after 19 states and D.C. sued. At a hearing Tuesday, the judge said he'll issue a ruling by next Monday, but that this should all really be resolved by the president or Congress. Wilson posted the 3D printed gun plans back in 2013, and after he was ordered to remove them, he sued the State Department. The State Department settled after the Justice Department said they'd lose in a case against him on First Amendment grounds. A Justice Department attorney told the judge plastic guns are already illegal and this case should be dropped. Judge Lasnik asked why the government wouldn't then want to stop undetectable, untraceable guns from being made in the first place. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Two Chicago police officers are in hot water after they were caught sleeping in their cruiser.
Chicago police say disciplinary action is being taken against two officers after photos of them sleeping on the job spread on social media and denying claims by a mayoral candidate that the officers were exhausted from working overtime shifts ordered by city leaders after recent outbreaks of gun violence. Chicago officials announced earlier this month hundreds of extra officers would be on the streets on the west and south sides of the city where most of the the shootings have occurred. Some officers are having shifts extended, but the department says neither officer in the photo was working overtime. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cloudy sky, we're seeing a few scattered showers diminish this morning, but we'll likely have more scattered storms develop this afternoon. Our high just 78 with a light east wind. An additional round of rain and thunderstorms likely overnight. Our low 66, and those will continue through early Thursday morning. It'll be breezy and warmer tomorrow with a high 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, some sprinkles around the area, 68 degrees, northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 8:36. That means it's time for entertainment news, The Blurt with Ted Woodward, and yet more sexual misconduct charges or allegations, right,
yeah,
Dan?
A former Hollywood heavyweight facing new allegations.
A new civil complaint filed in federal court in California claims that former media mogul Harvey Weinstein raped German actress and producer Emma Lohman at the Cannes Film Festival in 2006. She alleges that Weinstein used his power as an LA insider to lure her to his hotel room in France, claiming that it was a meeting in his office to discuss future projects together. Now she's suing for violation of human trafficking laws, assault, battery, and false imprisonment, and is seeking compensatory damages of at least $75,000, as well as punitive damages. Weinstein's lawyer has not commented on the latest legal action. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Director Danny Boyle leaving the new Bond film. Apparently creative differences.
James Bond will have a new director for Daniel Craig's final film in the legendary spy franchise. The team behind the Bond thrillers, along with the current Bond, made the announcement via social media, tweeting out Michael G. Wilson, Barbara Broccoli, and Daniel Craig announced that due to creative differences, Danny Boyle has decided to no longer direct Bond 25. Back in March, Boyle said he was working on a script, and the future of him helming the project really rested on whether executives in the current Bond would agree on the script, which clearly they hadn't. Craig is set to return in Bond 25 with a planned release in 2019. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
An actress who made her mark in the 1970s has passed away.
Actress Barbara Harris has passed away of lung cancer at the age of 83. Harris was most known for her role in the 1975 film Nashville and her performance of the song It Don't Worry Me.
It don't worry me. It don't worry me. You
she was also in the 1976 version of Freaky Friday, where she switched bodies with her daughter Jodie Foster. That same year, she also starred in the final Alfred Hitchcock movie, Family Plot. Harris was one of the original cast members at Chicago's Second City and a Tony Award winner, and was nominated for both an Oscar and various Emmys. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Yeah, I just Googled her because, yeah, I remember her in Freaky Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she did that with, what's her face?
Yeah. Jodie Foster, yeah.
She was good in it. Very good.
Yes, talented lady.
Barbara Harris.
Great stage actress as well. Yeah, Barbara Harris has died at age 83. The Hills are once again alive on MTV.
Feel the rain on your
MTV announced they're bringing back the popular reality series that launched several careers. We're at the MTV VMAs to relaunch the series, among them Spencer Pratt and Audrina Partridge. The show, titled The Hills New Beginnings, will reunite original cast members alongside their children and friends, and will follow their personal and professional lives while living in Los Angeles, with some new stars emerging alongside series favorites. Lauren Conrad was not present at the awards ceremony, and it's unclear whether she will be part of the revival. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
That just sounds like a horrible idea. But I'm sure somebody will watch it. Speaking of somebody will watch it, let's sit down and get close with Ian Ziering about Sharknado.
The Fox Celebrity Profile. It's time for the ultimate showdown between flying sharks and humans as Sharknado returns for a sixth and final chapter. Star Ian Ziering says it really is the end of this phenomenon series.
This is going to be it. I mean, certainly it could be rebooted eventually somewhere down the line. Time will tell. Actually, the audience will tell. If the people demand it, if there's rioting in the streets, they'll make another Sharknado.
He reveals part six brings in time travel to wrap things up.
With Sharknado 5 leaving Finn Shepard to walk a scalded, scorched earth as a last man alive, it was only possible to do a sixth if we traveled back in time.
Ian says he now has a huge appreciation for the Sharknado fans who made this happen.
It's like no other project I've ever been associated with. 90210 really has its strong supporters. It's still very, very popular, even though we haven't aired for 18 years. But the sci-fi fans are like no other.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Sharknado.
Sharknado. Yeah.
Hey, last night, America's Got Talent, Voices of Hope Children's Choir performed and then judged afterwards by Mel B. and Simon Cowell.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
A million dreams are keeping me awake.
Oh, Voices of Hope Children's Choir, you do give many children voices of hope. I mean, you sound amazing and incredible together. Now, as much as I enjoyed it, as much as I really did enjoy it in your harmonies and your choreography and what you're wearing, the song choice for me wasn't quite right, but that's just my opinion.
Why?
Simon, why did you just give her a big X to the face?
Because he always does.
No, because I could not disagree more. I think this was absolutely perfect song. I was thinking when you were performing, if I had a product called Happiness, that would be the commercial.
There you go. Some action on America's Got Talent last night. And of course, Steve McIntosh makes sure that we check in with Bachelor in Paradise from ABC last night and see what's going on between Kendall and Joe and who may or may not be the right guy.
He seems like so much like me in some sense. Mm-hmm. He just seems like such like a grounded guy. And he just like gave me a hug. And I just felt like kind of safe around him, you know? So.
Oh my God, that says a lot though.
Yeah. And with Joe, it's just like, I care about him like so much.
Yeah.
But I'm like thinking to myself, can this survive out of paradise? You know, and I feel like with Leo, I could potentially have something that can be amazing, you know.
I'm here to find someone that I can be with potentially forever. And I really do care about Joe a lot. I keep thinking, is it enough for me? Like, is it enough?
No, that's a good question. And do women really talk like that?
How many times did she say the word like?
Like, oh, about 7,000.
Yes.
They really talk about
much.
You know, about men and all. Yeah.
I guess. According to Bachelor in Paradise, that's what's going on.
Gotta be. It's on TV.
Drama. Yeah.
Okay.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in
Derby.
Derby.
You know, they pride themselves on great pizza and personal customer service.
Absolutely.
And I'd say two for two on that.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? They do a great job. It's super tasty. It's located right there on K-15. At 208 South Baltimore.
Got that photograph of Steve and Ted there, so that's three for three.
That is three for three. So make sure you head on down for a tasty pizza at Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now. Keep it here. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. Going to talk about research on 3D printing involving WSU. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.